Oh yes, sound that trumpet. That was the trumpet tune, the music of Jeremiah Clark. We have a very special guest joining our jukebox today. Joining me is somebody who brings an unmatched energy to a room. We had a fundraiser earlier this year at our Collingwood Music Festival, and he had entire tables competing with each other, tripling our usual auction results, and that's Rob Cowley. He's back with a fantastic event here Wednesday, 7 p.m. at Toronto's Globe and Mail Center. It's Cowley Abbott's Fall Live Auction of Select Masterworks of Canadian Art, and Rob is hosting one of the biggest nights in Canadian art this season. Welcome to our jukebox.
Thank you, Daniel. It's great to be with you.
Hey, great to hear your voice again. I'll never forget the magic you did, back at our fundraiser for the Collingwood Music Festival. It was just profound.
It was such a fantastic evening. And I mean, so much energy in that room and so many people there to support a great cause.
Oh, well, you took energy to another level. It was amazing. Amazing. Just, the results we had were incredible. So tell us, what exactly is happening Wednesday night, November 26th, 7 p.m., Globe and Mail Center, and how can collectors participate?
So it is our live auction of important Canadian art, which we hold twice a year. This season, we've been previewing now for the past about 6 weeks in Calgary and Montreal, now in Toronto. The auction, Wednesday evening at the Globe and Mail Center. It's another fantastic selection of Canadian artwork that really does span the history of art history in Canada. So we're delighted to be featuring some incredible work.
So this is a national preview tour.
Yes, Calgary. We were in Calgary just at the start of the month, and then Montreal just last 2 weeks ago. And now we're finishing in Toronto. And so, our previews end here.
Ah, the last stop. Gotcha. Now, how can collectors participate? You're giving them many options.
We are. So collectors can actually attend if they're in the Toronto area. We welcome spectators as well. You don't have to be bidding, and we won't take any bids that aren't meant to be. As well, you can bid by absentee, by telephone, or even real-time online bidding. So we provide an opportunity for bidders internationally to participate.
Amazing. Where's the best website to go right now for anyone interested to learn more about this? Should they go to your main website, Cowley Abbott?
They should. CowleyAbbott.ca. We have the full listing of artwork that's on display. And you can participate right from there.
All right. I'm on the website right now. And that first banner. Wow. Jean-Paul Riopel. Tell me a little bit about this masterwork. 1950 painting sans titre.
Yes. So it's making its debut at auction with us, Daniel. And this is a painting that, of course, one of the true masters of Canadian art. He was living in Paris at the time when he painted this. It was actually a rent payment by Riopel to his landlord for his studio at the time. It's raised in value a bit since then. We're valuing it at between $1.2 and $1.5 million, and it could very well exceed that.
I like how you say it. Raised a bit. Raised a bit. Wow. Now, that's an internationally renowned abstract expressionist. Yeah. What's the record auction price ever for a Riopel?
Over $7 million.
Oof,
I mean, he is one of the artists from Canada who does trade internationally. So you'll find his artwork in auctions in Europe and throughout the United States as well. And however, we still do have that incredible energy for his work and so many Canadian collectors that actively pursue it.
Okay. Now, recently I was at the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts, and I see you have some of the Quebec Masters, 150 years of art history also thrown into the mix. Tell us a little bit about those.
We do. We are very fortunate this season to have an incredible collection of Quebec painters, works by Clarence Gagnon, Robert Pilot, Paul-Émile Bourgeois, Alfred Poulin, Yves Gaucher, Marcel Ferrand, Rita Letonde as well, who lived in Toronto for many years and whose market has been spectacular over the last several years. So we have some incredible works by her, but it really is a showcase of so much of Quebec's art history.
Yeah, sounds like you've really accumulated some rare concentration of very significant works there. And I see some Emily Carr also, her early French period works in there. Those are bound to fetch also in that ballpark of a million.
Yep, we have actually four fantastic paintings that actually span the career of Emily Carr. So two early works from her time in France, a fantastic totem pole work from 1912 that we expect to fetch up to $1.2 million, maybe more. And then an incredible later period, a mature work by her as well from 1939, that I think is estimated at 200 to 300,000. So a great selection of work by Carr.
I'm speaking with Rob Cowley. He's back with a fall live auction of select masterworks of Canadian art. It's the final stop of the tour in Toronto this Wednesday at 7 p.m. at Toronto's Globe and Mail Center. You can catch him live there or also participate absentee, telephone, real-time online bidding is also an option. Check it out at CowleyAbbott.ca. That's two B's and two T's in there. CowleyAbbott.ca. Tell us a little bit about some of the other works, some of the group of seven highlights you have. There's a big David Blackwood work also.
There is. So we're the group of seven always is, we're always very privileged to have work by the group of seven. We have a major canvas, a large painting of the Rocky Mountains by Lauren Harris that we expect to fetch between 400 and 600,000. But within the sale, we have work by, I think, almost all of the members of the group of seven, including major work by A.Y. Jackson, Carmichael, Lismer, Johnston, Varley, Casson, and even a major work by Lionel Lemoyne Fitzgerald. So those are all, we expect those works to perform very well. And with David Blackwood, of course, has a major exhibition at the Art Gallery of Ontario presently. So we're very fortunate to be featuring a rare kind of structural work by the artist that actually comes to us from the estate of David Blackwood. So that's also featured, representing, you know, strong representation of Newfoundland art as well.
Terrific. You've covered all bases. And also contemporary Canadian voices. Tell us a little bit about how the auction bridges the historic and the contemporary.
Yeah, we have some great works as well. Kent Monkman, who, of course, has a major exhibition ongoing right now. He has exhibitions across North America, but right now at the Montreal Museum, he has one as well, which is incredible. An amazing abstract by Denise Tomasos, a work by Kim Dorland, and even a work by Charles Pachter, one of his Canadian flags as well, is featured in the sale.
Terrific, Rob. Always a pleasure to capture that energy you bring into the live room. You've just given us a teaser right now, and I wish you a very successful event ahead. Tell us a little bit about other ways listeners can engage with the upcoming auction and how they can register.
You can just go to CowleyAbbott.ca. Even if you don't want to register and you just want to watch from the comfort of your home, we'll have a live stream available on our website at CowleyAbbott.ca. But if you do want to bid to participate in the auction, again, CowleyAbbott.ca, you can do that and you can register to be bid in person, by absentee, by telephone, or online.
Terrific. What a great way to engage, to be a part of our Canadian cultural heritage. Thank you, Rob. Good luck with the auction.
Thank you so much, Daniel. Great to chat with you.